South Dakota's High Court has upheld the conviction and death sentence of Briley Piper. The man admitted he was one of the people who tortured and murdered Chester Allen Pogue in 2000 in Lawrence County. Piper was first sentenced to death by a judge after he waived his right to a jury trial. His sentence was overturned. Then a jury resentenced him to die. His attorney argued in March that he should be allowed to reverse his guilty plea because he wasn't properly advised of the penalty. Attorney General Marty Jackley says the Supreme Court reviewed the case and affirms Piper's conviction.
Piper appealed his plea of guilty and jury sentence, claiming that his defense attorney did not properly advise him of his right to have his guilt determined by a jury, and the Supreme Court has unanimously disagreed with that.
Jackley says Piper has separate state and federal constitutional claims, but he's exhausted all direct appeals to his conviction and the sentence of death. Jackley says those appeals must be filed within a year or two, but the process itself can take several years. The attorney general says in this opinion, the Supreme Court addressed Piper's appeal and automatically reviewed the capital case.
You know, this is certainly, and has been described by the South Dakota Supreme Court in their decisions, one of the most horrific cases that South Dakota and a family has unfortunately experienced. And these facts, as outlined by the Supreme Court, you know, certainly have been used to justify by our courts the finding of some of the aggravating factors at the trial level.
Three men brutalized and killed Chester Allen Pogue more than 13 years ago. Briley Piper is one of them. Elijah Page was sentenced to death for the murder, and he was executed in 2007. Daryl Hoadley received life in prison. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.